February 17th, 2023. Map those skills. Over the past few months, the tech industry has been going through the shock and awe of corporate downsizing that occurs when the economy feels like it's about to enter a recession. Big tech is making layoff after layoff, typically around 10% of the workforce, and those are the ones we know about. Many tech companies, and others, will start following suit, even if not as publicly as the market shrinks and spending slows, with companies trying to save cash and preserve profits. Capitalism, in many ways, sucks. With this grey cloud above us all, whether we have been made redundant or we're safe for another day, everyone should be taking time to look at their career. What are you looking for? What skills do you have? What skills do you want? Are you happy? On a lazy afternoon with tea in hand and after reading yet another post about redundancies, I decided to grab pen and paper and start a quick thought exercise. Could I use Wardley mapping to map my skills? Step 1. Listing those skills. The first step is listing all those skills you have. Unless you regularly keep a brag document, then, like me, you're going to find this a more difficult step than it first appears. Some tips here. What work are you actually doing regularly? Look back at your calendar for the past 3 months. What are you actually doing in your job? Coding, writing, speaking, persuading, mentoring. What activities bring you joy and which do you hate? Our best skills are always the ones we enjoy because it's where we naturally focus our time and where you want your career to be going. While giving you a list of skills, understanding what you enjoy and want to focus on will also be an important next step. Maybe there are also activities you hate. You might have the skills and people come to you for them, but it's not something you want to do anymore. What did you do in your previous jobs and what skills did you bring with you? Most skills depreciate over time, but never completely leave us. Look back over your previous jobs and ask the same questions as the two above. What did you do? What did you enjoy? Brain dump. Don't order. Get it down on paper, scribble it down, be messy, don't order it, take your time. When I was completing this first step, I put it all down on a sheet of paper in my worst, quickest handwriting. I went for a walk, had a shower, and came back to it the next day and wrote a few more down. If you're not egotistical, or skills mapping is not an existing habit for you, then this will require a bit of reflection and vulnerability. Reflection takes time. Step 2. Find the anchors and building the dependencies. In Wardley mapping, the anchor for a map is typically the user. The position is the visibility to the user, and the skills are the needs of that user. So when mapping skills, who is your user? Who cares that you have those skills? It might be someone at work, most likely, but who? A friend or even a family member? Skills we have are not just about the things we sell to the highest bidder, but they are also the things that other people value us for, what our family and other people around us value. It doesn't matter too much at this stage what you choose as your anchor, but pick just one and it will set the theme and narrative for your map. Now with your anchor and your list of skills, start to build dependencies of those skills. Here's an example from my own map. Consulting depends on problem solving, depends on product knowledge, depends on research. One thing I found really useful here is building mind maps, not real maps. I took each skill on my list and built a small mind map of each one. Once I had a couple of pages of circles, I started to notice patterns that helped me build the dependencies. Step 3. First map. With your dependencies in place, next step is to get them onto the map. But for that, you need to take your dependencies and make sure they're ordered according to the visibility of whatever user you've selected as your anchor. In the example I gave above, they are already ordered, with consulting being the most visible and research the least. Now you have them in the right order for your y-axis. First time I put things on a map, I always put them in the last column, the commodity zone. Liam, you're not special, everyone has your skills, put them in commodity. Ouch, past Liam is harsh. Well, guess what? The labels for the stages of evolution don't really matter. In fact, I prefer using different labels, more common when talking about practices. Novel, emerging, good, and best. Well, now that's more useful. Is this skill my best skill, or is it new and novel to me? Excellent. Now we're on a roll. Add your next skill. Add two or three and then stop and reflect on what you've got. Step 4. One of the key useful things about a map is that it communicates evolution, movement, over time. This is really important when talking about skills because, as we all know, skills we had 10 years ago that we've continued to invest in will likely be our best skills, and similarly, if we've done nothing with those skills we once had, we might not have them anymore. Like when I played the flute as a kid. It's also important to look at evolution in the sense of where you want it to go. What skills do you want to invest in? Being on a map also indicated what foundational skills you'll need to develop first, i.e. you don't get to be good at consulting without being a good communicator and an okay writer. You also don't get to go into an area without experience of delivering those outcomes either. Seeing how the skills depend on each other relative to your competency will provide you with a roadmap of areas to focus on. I'll talk more about that next time. Mistakes I made. Mapping is imperfect and always wrong. It's not a science, it's a tool for thinking and for communication. Using Wardley mapping for mapping my own skills, I've made a bunch of mistakes that hopefully you can learn from as you complete yours. I am not the anchor. In my first scribbled drawings, I didn't really name my anchor, I just assumed it was me. They are my skills, right? Well, yes. However, your skills have a purpose and a value, and someone has a need for that value. The person or persons with that need make a much better anchor. That doesn't mean you can't get the skills you want, but you don't know who needs it yet. But especially when focusing on your career development, it's better to focus on the needs of the person hiring for a particular job role you want. Only choose one anchor. As I started building out my map, I found I was mentally grouping skills based on different roles I have had and different customers I had served over the years. I started adding some more anchors to my map as I thought of them. My advice is don't do this because it complicates the map really quickly. Not only because you find yourself adding the noise of all of those additional relationships, but also because it opens the door to adding more skills and therefore even more complexity. Remember, a map has a narrative, so one or two anchors are fine to tell that story. Use multiple maps with different stories if you have multiple anchors. My map was too complex due to mixed levels of granularity. By starting with a complete list of my skills, I found that I was starting with a lot of volume in terms of components on my map. That meant I was working at both a micro and a macro context. For example, I have a skill in developing technical architectures. I also have skills in development and infrastructure as code. There are obvious relationships between these things, but they also operate at different levels of context. By mapping one or two macro level skills and building those out, you can really go deep into a particular area. Alternatively, you might be looking at your resume and want to focus on more of the high level skills. This is an area where calling out sub-maps can be useful. I'm just digging into this area in my own maps to find out the right level of detail, so continue to iterate until you find the right level for the story you're telling. Next steps. Well, like all mapping exercises, this is just the beginning of a journey, and there are plenty of areas to look at and dig into. Next up, I'll be looking at how to use a map once you've got it, and what other questions it opens up. This includes things like evolution of skills, gameplay of your career to get the skills you want, and how to visualise the alignment of skills to a job role. Hopefully you found all of this useful, and come back next time to see how I evolve my maps and how I'm using them in the real world.